the coalition government found itself battling questions on a controversial $80 million water buyback deal in 2017. The record-setting payment paid by the Commonwealth for water rights from Queensland farms went to a company based in the Cayman Islands that used to be connected to a government minister. Barnaby Joyce, who was water minister at the time, has told the ABC he has nothing to hide.
This water was purchased because we started at $5,000, we ended up at $2,700. It was the best price we could get. We cannot compulsorily buy this. We have to voluntarily buy it. I didn't want to buy it. It was recommended to me by the Queensland Labor government.
Labor moved quickly to take advantage, promising a parliamentary commission of inquiry into the water buybacks if it wins the May 18 election. Bill Shorten says Australians deserve to know the full details.
The people are owed the truth. This is one of the many reasons why I'm also backing in a National Anti-Corruption Commission, because under this government, there is too much dodgy behaviour when it comes to money and the government and the ministers.
Mr Shorten found himself grilled over Labor's position on Adani, with him resolving that he won't be bullied over the coal mine.
If I'm Prime Minister, I will adhere to the law of the land. I'm not going to be intimidated or bullied by environmental activists or big mining companies. For me, it's all about the best science, the law of the land, and not creating sovereign risk.
And the influence of minor parties is having a bearing on preference deal negotiations. A new news poll early this week shows a surge in support for Clive Palmer's United Australia Party, which has already spent $30 million on its campaign. The party received 14% of the primary vote from those polled. That has prompted discussion that the Liberal Party is reportedly close to finalising a preference deal with Mr Palmer's party, which could boost his chances of returning to federal parliament after the federal election. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australians will learn within days about any preference deals the Liberals have struck once they've been settled. But he insists, regardless of the preference deal arrangements, the Liberal Party won't be co-developing policy with the United Australia Party.
There has been no discussion with the minor parties on policy. Absolutely none. So there are no policy deals that are being done with minor parties. There are discussions about where preferences go.
Labor continued to build its message that the election would be a referendum on wages, focusing on policy announcements to improve the wages and working conditions of low and middle-income Australians. The policies included a boost to minimum wages for 1.2 million workers, increasing wages for temporary skilled visa holders, making it easier for casuals to be made permanent, and legislating domestic violence leave. Labor has also pledged to double the coalition government's spending in support of women and children escaping domestic violence if it wins the federal election. Deputy Labor leader Tanya Plibersek says the party is promising an extra $332 million over 4 years.
This policy document includes a very comprehensive plan, as Bill mentioned, to tackle family violence, including extra funding for emergency accommodation, extra funding for programs to keep women and their children safely in the family home, extra funding to build 250,000 new affordable rental properties through our National Rental Affordability Scheme, extra funding for stronger legal services to assist victims and their children.
Scott Morrison began the week courting voters in migrant communities. He's pledged to spend $15 million on two schemes for specific migrant communities if victorious at the May election. The first scheme is a $10 million program supporting culturally and linguistically diverse communities as they navigate Australia's aged care system. The second is a $5 million grant program aimed at helping migrants start businesses. Mr Morrison said both policies will bind Australians together.
You've heard me say it many times. Australia is the most successful immigration country in the world. I said when I became Prime Minister, I said I want to keep our economy strong to guarantee the essential services Australians rely on. I'm going to keep Australians safe. And we're going to keep Australians together.
The policies of both major parties will come under voter scrutiny during the leaders' debates, with one scheduled in Perth on Monday and another set for Friday in Brisbane. A record 96.8% of eligible Australians are enrolled for the 2019 federal election, including 88.8% of eligible 18 to 24-year-olds. Early voting opens on Monday. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.